And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Wayne Cutter with Corey Sandin, and we're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. Pete and Ricky are out on needed vacation time. The backups are running the show today. We're going to have a great show today with Dr. Craig Schumann and Eric Cord from CDFW, along with Ken Franke from Sport Fishing Association of California. We're going to be talking all fishing regulations and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1620. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And I'm not only stoked about having Wayne, captain of the ship, and running the show, and just stoked to be in here, but having the guest we do today, Wayne, is unprecedented, huge.
Absolutely. This is going to be a really good show, everybody. So we got some really, really powerful, knowledgeable people in the show. Dr. Craig Schumann is remote on the phone. We have a picture here. If you're on YouTube and Facebook Live, we got his headshot right here. Hey, Craig, are you out there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you guys hear me?
Perfect. Yes. Yeah. Hey, welcome aboard, buddy. Good to hear from you. And then we also have Eric Cord, Assistant Chief, Marine Enforcement Division here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
And the President of SAC, Ken Franke.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good show. Hey, one thing really quick. Good luck to everybody doing War Heroes on the Water. They just got together last night, and they're doing their parade down in Newport tonight, 5 p.m. If you want to go down and see 60 beautiful boats and 126 wounded veterans go out, get out there, and you can watch that parade go by. It'll be a lot of beautiful, shiny boats. Hey, in the studio, we're going to talk about everything. Ken Franke, right off the bat, the last couple of weeks, the thing has come up about visas and FMMs. You got to help us out. What is the rules on FMMs and visas going into Baja now?
Yeah, great question, and it sounds like there's some misinformation flying around. A visa is something where you're going to permanently go stay somewhere. You want to stay there for a period of time. Not to be confused with an FMM, which is what we're using when we go fishing down in Mexico. FMM is a separate deal. It is still required. A visa is something completely different, and they're not to be merged. So if you're on a sport fishing trip or what have you, and you're just going to be briefly in and out of Mexico, FMM is what you're going to get, and, yes, you still get them.
Yeah, for any of us that actually go across the border, We've been actually filling out that paperwork. You go across the border, you stop if you're going for multiple days. It's that one piece of paper that you hand in across the border, and they collect it on the way back. That's the form that's an FMM.
That's right? It.
It tells you that you're going in, how long you're staying, and you turn it in coming back. You go across the CBX, it's the same thing. It's that little form you get on the airplane.
And the consulate just said the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's all good.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, simple enough, right? I mean, no more questions asked. Simple.
No. I will say we are going to be going to Mexico City again to talk to them about improving the process to obtain them, but that's a work in progress.
Yeah, no problem.
And that's why we have you. I mean, that's why you're president of SAC, man, taking care of the fleet, taking care of not only the sport fishing fleet, but sport fishing enthusiasts with private boats.
We want to make it easy for people to go sport fishing. That's
yeah.
it.
And make it easy for us to enjoy a foreign country, you know?
Yep.
I mean, that's...
Yep. Relations are good right now. Let's keep it that way.
Please.
Absolutely. So, for everybody that goes across on a sport boat and are coming back, let's refresh everybody's knowledge on what is necessary to come back over the border with our fish. Mr. Eric Cord.
Sure. Always a good question. Well, first, for those of you that may not know me, I'm the assistant chief for our Marine Enforcement District for the California Fish and Wildlife Marine Enforcement District. And I oversee about 50 officers and 7 patrol boats, 8 squads, and we do all of the sort of coastal enforcement, offshore enforcement. Obviously, with the patrol boats here, we're mostly focused out at the islands and offshore fishing. So those officers that board you at sea, those are the people that are Marine Enforcement District, and I have the pleasure of managing and overseeing and interacting with those officers, and they work really hard and do a good job, and they're really enthusiastic about what they do. But for this particular question, declaration for entry form. So anytime you go fishing down in Mexico or Oregon, or if you're coming in from out of state, same with hunting, you have to fill out it's our declaration for entry form. If you Google that, California declaration for entry form, it'll pop you up to our website. The website is actually really easy to work through. You can either download and print the form prior to your trip and have it filled out when you come back. You want to have it filled out prior to entry into the state, and basically just fill out, follow the directions on the form, make sure everything that you've taken out of state is on that form. So if you're coming back from Mexico, all of your fish that are from Mexico go on the form, and you need to have it filled out prior to entry into the state, which is state waters. So when you're 3 miles out, you want to have that form done. And on the if you have a smartphone available and you have a Starlink or Wi-Fi access on your phone, you can fill out the form online on your phone. Or like I said, you can print it up ahead of time and have it ready to go. And as long as you have that form and your all your licenses and permits from Mexico, as long as you've taken the fish legally in Mexico, it's legal to import back into California. Now there are some importation exceptions. Anything that is illegal to take or to possess in California can't be imported back into California. So things like
cow cod,
yeah, sure, or undersized fish. If there's no size limits in Mexico, but there are size limits here, so you have to you have to bring back legal size fish into California. So just make sure you're following the regs for California for stuff that you bring back. Now, that doesn't include closed seasons. It's just fish that are illegal to possess in and of itself, either if you can't take it at all or there's a minimum size. Now, for rockfish, when the rockfish is closed here in Southern California, as it will be on January 1st through the end of March, you can go fish rockfish down in Mexico following Mexican size limits and then import that back into California, provided you have that form and you have your Mexican license.
I mean, we're so fortunate living in Southern California, San Diego specific, right? I mean,
yes.
We can launch our 18 to 21-foot boat and go on a sport boat and enjoy the rockfish fishery just south of the border, man. We're pretty darn fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah, one thing for the anglers, between Craig Schumann and Eric Cord, anytime people call our office or any people out there that have any questions, the department is a great resource. They have a lot of satellite offices, happy to answer questions. I call Eric and Craig regularly with, okay, what about this one? But they are super approachable. And, yeah, they've been good partners for a long time.
And,
so.
And one thing I can say, I know a handful, a half a dozen officers or wardens, as we want to call them, Eric Ward being one of them, and they are all, every single individual I know, they're enthusiasts of the resource. They love fishing. They love diving, freshwater fishing, hunting.
They're all outdoorsmen.
Yes, yeah. Period, right? And So they don't get into it because they want to be a cop, per se, right? I mean, they don't want to be... I don't know how to say that properly, but they get into it because they love the resource. They love being outdoors, and
the same thing that we talk about. It's about responsible and sustainable outdoor recreation.
Yeah,
and they're there to help enforce that part of what we have.
They enjoy what we're enjoying.
Absolutely, that we all have a hunting and fishing background, and I would encourage anyone who has that passion for hunting or fishing, or even if you just have a passion for being outdoors, we are hiring every year. We have an academy every year. It has been a wonderful career for me. I've been on 28 years. I wouldn't do anything different. I'm a diver, surfer, spear fisherman, and to me it's the dream job, and having the wonderful opportunity of being on a patrol boat for 23 years is absolutely, you know, the most fun I could think of. I wouldn't do anything else. And I sometimes would be out there and, you know, anchored at San Clemente Island and watching the sun come up, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm getting paid to do this job.
Right. So. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah. How does one, I mean, if we have a young individual or somebody listening that wants to even investigate that, where do they go? I mean, what?
Yeah, we have career opportunities on our website. If you Google career opportunities with California Fish and Wildlife, there is a game warden section that you can click on. We also have other career opportunities for Craig's folks, for marine region or inland biologists or fisheries biologists. We have a lot of different avenues in the department. Law enforcement is one particular section of CDFW. But yeah, there's a career opportunities website. You can learn about what the minimum requirements are for education requirements. It's 60 semester units. We have recruitment officers that you can get a hold of. Once you go so far along the process, you've done backgrounds, you can get on ride-alongs with our officers and go out in the field to get a better idea of what we do. Granted that you're further along in the interview process, but yeah, it has all the information to get started, the applications, what the minimum qualifications are, and our recruitment officers love to talk to people that are interested in doing the job.
What an awesome opportunity, you know. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. You listen to Eric's background, 28 years on the job, but he started off as an outdoorsman, right? He surfed, he fished, he scuba dived. And on the phone, we got Dr. Craig Schumann. Craig, your background is very similar, too, right?
It is, although somewhere I took the wrong path and I did not spend my career out on the boats. I ended up going to meetings and traded in my wetsuit for a suit and tie.
And we're happy you're doing it, Craig.
And Wayne, when you're sending me pictures of you going out on the boat in the morning, it's just salt in the wounds.
Loving it. Hey, if I couldn't do it, you know, I wouldn't send it to a nicer guy, right? We invite you out every time to join
it.
Us out there on the tagging trips and any kind of fishing trip we do. We love having you along. And if for people that don't know, Ken, myself, Craig, Eric, we all worked together for many years at so many levels of what we do. And right now, Pacific Fisheries Management Council going on in Spokane is a very good example. The staff that works with Craig on the fisheries management plan, the marine science, all the analysis that goes on. Ken, we have Jamie Diamond, the new council member up there, taking her first time on the seat, replacing Mark Goralnik. Congratulations to Jamie. But these are all the things that we do along with all of those sub-areas, right? The groundfish, the highly migratory species, your CPS, which is all your bait, you know, all the ecosystem. We work at so many levels with all of the departments, National Marine Fisheries Service, NOAA, you name it. But we've been doing it for years, and thank God we have such good relationships with everybody. Right, Ken?
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Craig, I always hear from people, your department has done extraordinary trying to give people more opportunity to go fishing. Could you explain to everybody about the 50 fathoms and the seasons and the reason why, you all came up with the methodology that there is. I think there needs to be some clarity on that.
Certainly. So for groundfish, we're looking at a suite of different species. And when we have constraining species, as we call them, or species that have a poor stock assessment, so right now, Southern California, copper rockfish is one of our constraining stocks. We need to figure out how to avoid catching those fish. I get it. I've been out there at times where you can't avoid them. It seems like they're everywhere. But based on the best available science that came out of the council process, the data is telling us that that stock is lower than we want it to be. So we set the seasons in such a way where we can maximize opportunity and minimize impact on those constraining stocks. And that's why we'll see coming up next month that shift to offshore waters here in Southern California. Up in Northern California, we had a problem with quillback rockfish. We had a data moderate assessment that came back through the council process showing lower levels of that species. We constrained the seasons up north. It wasn't what the anglers were seeing on the water. Didn't really jive with what we thought reality was. We put a lot of resources in at both the state, the federal, and partner levels to doing a full benchmark stock assessment. Lo and behold, the stock was not as bad as we thought. We got the data back, and then all parties worked really quickly to turn around and open up those waters in Northern California. So we do not have any depth restrictions up in Northern California right now, which is really nice.
Yeah, one thing for the anglers, I mean, I can't tell you how much work the department did to make sure that we had as much opportunity as possible to fish year-round. They could have easily said, you know, it's an inconvenience. We're just going to, here's your season, have a nice rest of the year. They didn't. They actually bent over backwards to figure out a way to get as much time on the water for us as possible, and we're very appreciative.
And the change right now between Central and Northern California, opening up the all-depth, you know, for the rest of the year, taking away the central split line, mm-hmm. all of that was exactly that, to try to maximize the opportunities for the recreational community, and thank God that they're doing it. They're working with us to try to make it as good as possible. I mean, we can talk later about salmon and all the other things that are happening right now. Every time we turn around, we are all trying to work together to find the right solution to be sustainable and responsible with our resources and not overfish, right? But it's a lot of process. There's a lot of rules, regulations that go into all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very convoluted and complicated, but we all work so hard together to try to help all of us out.
Yeah, and behind the scenes, everybody's got to understand the stock assessment people, the staff people, the biologists, everybody's in on this to try and work out to get as much opportunity for the public as possible. And there needs to be some appreciation for a lot of the folks that you don't even know they exist, but they're the ones behind why we get to go fishing. So thank you, Craig, to you and your team.
Absolutely.
That was so nice to say, truly. Craig, because people, I mean, sport fishermen, they just get mad the season's closed and they don't understand. Like the whole salmon thing, we just get upset that the salmon are shut down, not understanding that if we just let them spawn a little bit more, let them go up the river for a year or two, that there may be a recruitment that comes on the back end of all that, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of different factors that are at play. Salmon are unique, right, because they come inland, so they get the double, triple whammy of all sorts of different impacts, whether it's water, dams, diversions, ocean conditions. And thanks, Ken, for appreciation. It's not just my folks. It's your folks as well. So a lot of the seasons are structured based on input provided by industry representatives. So when we get to those council meetings, when we have our ad hoc work group meetings, we listened to the input from stakeholders, from fishermen, fisherwomen, and what we heard was we want time on the water. We don't want closed season. So that's where we went to those different depths, because time on the water was the highest priority.
Absolutely. Agreed.
So nicely said, and incredible that we have a full 2 hours of this for this morning. If you want to join us, a couple ways to do it. We're stoked to have Craig, Eric, and the man in the house here, Ken Franke. Stoked to have them all in studio. And if you want to join us, 833-288-0973 is the number to the fan. Kyle's waiting for your call. We'll get you in. And as a matter of fact, the lines are completely full. Everyone's excited about this morning's show. Or you can just send us a text via the app. You can do it that way. And send us a question. I can only imagine what's on your mind. You can go ahead and send it in.
Texting, phone calls. Phone calls are filling up quickly,
exactly.
And the texts are just flying in.
And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty right here out of Fisherman's Landing. So if you want to join us, we'll have either Ken or Eric flip the prize coin at the end of the show. Whether that full-day trip on the Liberty is going to a lucky caller or texter, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up, not only on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, but on 97.3 The Fan.
Haida Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and a truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
Lobster season is here, and success starts with the right gear. And no one does it better than Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar's Ambush Series hoop nets and accessories are trusted by the most dedicated lobster fishermen on the coast. If you're a serious lobster fisherman or a beginner, Promar makes the gear and shares the information you need to be successful on the water. Promar, the name behind more lobster limits than any other. Visit PromarIHE.com to gear up today.
Hi, my name is Chris Webb, and I'm one of the owners of Nature Fed Beef Company. We started Nature Fed to bring families the highest quality beef that you can get in Southern California. Did you know when you buy ground beef at the store, it can contain hundreds, if not thousands, of different cows? All our cows are pasture-raised and pasture-finished. They roam and graze on green grass miles away from any freeways, assuring low levels of cortisol and some of the best meat quality that you can get. These animals are raised in God's country, in the Klamath Basin and just outside of Corning, California. We sell our cow shares in quarters, half and full cows. This gives you a cut from every piece of the cow, and all the meat you buy comes from the same cow. We deliver it right to your door, packaged and ready for your freezer. Let's Talk Hookup listeners can enjoy $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Give us a call at 619-324-3555 to order, or visit naturefedbeef.com. $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Visit naturefedbeef.com.
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to be in studio today. Wayne, captain of the ship, man, doing an awesome job. So stoked to be in here with you and having our guests, man. Eric
fun
Ford
times,
and
fun
Craig,
times.
Craig Schumann and Ken Frankie. And if you want to join us, 833-288-0973 is the number to the fan. Or you can send us a text via the app, and there's a ton of texts coming through, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kinda
it's
cool.
Going to be a good one.
Hey, let's take a call. Let's do that. How about we talk to Mike? Mike Colm from Torrance. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to give you a fish report from Hermosa Beach. Right now I'm getting bit, but I have yellowfin, croaker, corbina, perch under my belt. My buddy's got a small leopard shark. It's beautiful down here.
Oh, that's a great news. Great news after what the weather we had on Wednesday and Thursday going up and down the coast. A little snotty outside, and man, did you see guys see all those mudslides going up in Oak Glen and stuff? It's kind of scary up in Big Bear right now. Hey, congratulations, good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a good
Cool.
Always love that on-the-water report, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Want to take another call, Wayne?
Yes, sir.
Let's do that. How about John? John Cone from Escondido. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Wayne. Thank you very much for keeping all the switches in the right direction. Not that Corey couldn't do it, but the show goes on.
We'll be honest, John. It's something I couldn't. Something I couldn't, and but, Wayne, Wayne's doing a great job.
Yes, he does. It's nice to have a backup for Pete. Backup for the backup. Hey, gentlemen, so I got a couple questions, right? My first question is, I hear skippers. I go out on private charters a lot, and then my buddy's boats every once in a while. And they talk about going and getting, they're out for 2 days. They're going to get 2 days permits for bluefin. Do you have to have, but we don't do that, get any kind of a permit when I go out on my buddy's boat. And then the other one is you talked about not bringing back certain fish from Mexico. I'll go on an 8 day or 22 day, and sometimes we get leopard grouper or black sea bass. And I've seen sometimes they let you bring them back, and then sometimes they don't.
That's a good one for Eric.
A couple good questions.
Yeah. So for the black sea bass, so generally, if it's prohibited here, you can't bring it back here. But there's a specific provision in the regulations in Title 14 that allows you to bring back 2 black sea bass per day per angler. You got to have it on your declaration form, and you got to have the license, the appropriate licenses and permits, that's 2 per day per angler.
But I think, Ken Frankie, I mean, so we like to follow California law, basically. Like, that's on a sport boat. We can't bring back a 27-inch white sea bass. That white sea bass is going back.
Yeah, the challenge is a lot of folks in the public don't know what they're looking at when it comes to some of those older fish, you know, the black sea bass group, broomtail, et cetera. And so, honestly, unless you got a burning desire to bring back a black sea bass, probably be best to descend it, release it.
Just let it go.
It's just in most cases, what are you going to do with it? It's just a difficult one. I mean, it would be legal, but it's just be sure what you're doing, because a lot of folks, especially private boaters, et cetera, they'll look at the fish and they'll be guessing. And it's like, you can't afford to guess. So unless you got a, unless you're absolutely certain that what you have is what you think you have, you're better off just to let the fish go.
Letting it go. And then for the 2 day.
That'll probably get me in trouble.
You're right.
It's
exactly.
It's the truth.
No
it's
way. Just, so being on a sport boat out of San Diego, Mission Bay, they just like to follow California law, period. Like that's what they do. And there is no question at the end of the trip. But so for the 2 day trip, Eric.
Yeah, so for the multi day fishing permits, we have a website and form for that. If you Google that form, it'll take you to that particular page for the department website. It's a form that needs to be turned in and filled out prior 48 hours prior to your departure. And in order to have a day's limit count for each day, you have to start your day at least by noon. It's got to be 12 hours on the first day and then at least 12 hours on the last day. So if you're doing a 3 day trip and you want to come home with 3 days of limits, that's the max that you can come home with. You got to start your trip, meaning not leave your house, but leave on your boat by noon.
Untie from the dock.
Untie from the dock by noon, and that will allow you to get that first day's limit. Then you have your second day, and then you come back on the third day. You can't come back until afternoon on that third day. So then you can have your 3 days limits, and that's for finfish and lobster.
So you have to have that.
Oh, yeah, because if you don't have the form, then you're going to be cited for over limits.
Right, and with the big one coming up, lobster season starting on Friday at 6 p.m., am I correct?
Yes, Friday the 26th at 6 p.m.
For sport,
and the reason it's always the Saturday preceding the first Wednesday in October. The first Wednesday in October every year is when the commercial season starts. So the department always likes to give the it's always been this way, but the recreational anglers get a few days jump on the season.
It hasn't always been that way though. I remember, I can remember, Eric, 30 years ago. that the sport fishing season started the same day. And it was so frustrating as a sport angler, right? Because the commercial traps would be baited on Tuesday.
Tuesday is the bait.
And fishing before you could as a sport fishing angler. I remember those days. So
they'd pre-soak.
So
they would pre-soak.
That, right, must have been before my time.
It was. Yes, but yeah, my, yeah, what I'm trying to say is my
hat. That was 28 years ago. Just
right. But my hat's off to the department, okay, because they had the sport fishing angler in mind, right?
Yes,
and they gave
yeah
us a few extra days ahead.
Yes, yeah. And it used to be.
And we've moved that day around a little bit.
Yes,
yes,
absolutely.
We have moved it around. It used to be like at midnight.
It was at midnight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it was like dirty fishing at
that
point.
People were getting hurt.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. I mean, we've made a few changes to make it better for everybody, right, Craig? We've done the soak time. We've taken away the soak time early. You do it at 6 p.m. on Friday. We've made it so that you can call your hoop on your boat, not over the edge, which made it safer for everybody, not hanging a net over and trying to call. I mean, we've tried a lot of different things to just make it better and safer for the anglers.
And more friendly, right?
Right.
Yeah, safe. And the lobster thing is probably one of the state's, like, most high-regarded, like, has to be, right? I mean, if you put the commercial value on the pound per lobster, it has to be one of the state's highest resources, right?
I would think so. Craig probably has the better data.
Yeah, it's within the top 10. 23-24 2 years ago was the highest volume and value of the commercial fishery that we've ever seen. And those are non-adjusted dollars over time, but they brought in almost $25 million in the commercial sector that year. That was 2 years ago. Last year, they brought in about half of that. Catch was down and also prices were down. So a lot of that product is exported overseas, where they're getting an extremely high price. So that's why when you go to your local Costco, you see lobster tails from New Zealand, Tasmania, Australia. You don't see California lobster tails because those are getting a higher price overseas.
Oh, man, you
but
go overseas
for
and
Southern
try to go catch those? Yeah, you're not kidding, Craig. But you're talking over $100 a pound overseas to eat one of our lobsters.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's super insane. And that's, I mean, a hats off again to you, Craig, the biologist of the state, right? And Eric Hord, and it's the assessment. I mean, the stocks have to be as healthy today as they were 20, 30 years ago, right? I mean, it hasn't declined in a bad way, right?
No, our lobster stock is doing really well. We did a stock assessment several years ago and found that, and kudos to the old timer scientists, the size limit that we have is the perfect size limit. Will that change? We're starting to see some different growth patterns with different changing watering conditions and water temperatures. But right now, the lobster stock's doing well. You know, it goes through cycles like everything else. Do want to put a plug in for the lobster report cards. So, you know, we put those in about 10 years ago, getting some really valuable data from the recreational sector on those report cards. Last year was the highest number of report cards that were sold aside from the COVID year. And the highest catch reported on report cards aside from the very first year that report cards were sold. Unfortunately, last year, our return rate was down. We'd been averaging about 50% return rates after we instituted the non-return fee. Last year, that return rate dropped down to about 39%. So unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of folks going back to their local shops buying their report card this year, and they're going to get hit with that non-return fee. Really easy to avoid that. At the end of the season or when you're done fishing lobster for the year, go online and report your card. Really easy to do to avoid that fee.
Yeah, they've made it so much easier. You don't have to go on, you don't have to turn it in manually. You can just go online and fill it out. And I don't know why people don't do it. And I think one of the problems is people may go out and get a report card, go on a trip, and if they don't get anything,
that's it right there.
They don't report it because they don't think about that. But a zero is just as important as everything else, right? To think about the numbers that have to get reported. They get 30% or 40% of the report, but they have to do that averaging to all the report cards. If you got a zero but didn't report it, you're kicking our average report up in the numbers of catch. We need you to report all of your catches so that we get an accurate reporting of what was taken out, not a statistical reporting. I can't stress that enough. We need everybody to participate in turning in those cards, even if it's zero. So a question.
And even if you didn't fish.
Yes. Yes.
If you didn't fish, there's a did not fish box as well, and that's that's even more important.
That's important
than the zeros.
Exactly.
Because we're looking at catch per unit effort over time. So how many trips? How did people do? How do different gear types perform? What locations are producing more lobster? All that's really important information for us.
Man, talking gear type, Promar has absolutely made it easy. Like, I mean, we're going back to decades for me hoop netting. And it used to be the Eclipse style, like ring over ring, and you had to have everything perfect.
No, flat nets.
Flat nets, yes.
Flat nets. When I go back to when we had to, we pulled and made our own nets out of rebar.
Well, that's
on the flat nets.
That's where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
But Promar has made it so darn easy with their ambush style, rigid frame and
the bait cages, steel-proof bait cages.
If you're listening to this and you ever wanted to just dabble in it, just go to Promar. Like, that's all you need to know.
So following up on a question that came up last week when the Promar guys were on, Colin here, he says, hey, good morning. I got a quick question, CDFW on the pros, asking about the bait, using my leftover tuna, bonita, and all of that. That came up last week.
Yep.
Why don't you clarify that for us?
Yeah, sure. Bonita would probably be the one you need to pay attention to. But what people need to know when you're going out on the boat is when you are in possession of whatever fish that you want to use for bait, there's two main laws that game wardens look out for when you have your fish in possession. And the things that we need to be able to tell is if it's a fish that has a minimum size, we need to be able to measure it. It's got to be in a measurable condition. Or if it's a fish that we need to identify that has a bag limit, we got to be able to count your fish. So if you throw all your bonita all chunked up in a big freezer block for you to use as bait, and we can't tell what the size was or how many you got, that you're going to be in violation of that. So I would think for bonita, I'm guessing, to me, bonita is my most favorite sushi if it's done right. Like, I'm going to eat my bonita, but you're going to maybe want to use the heads for bait or something like that. So if you've got your bonita fillets on the boat, for the filleting regs for bonita, you're allowed to have your 10 fillets. That counts as your five fish that you're allowed to have under the 24-inch fork limit. So you have your 10 fillets maybe in your freezer somewhere. That's fine. You're going to go home with those. But let's say you want to use the heads. Don't have more than maybe five heads per angler, because that is your undersized fish. We assume that's going to be your undersized, even if it's a really big fish. Because if you have the whole carcasses, we can measure the whole carcasses. But if you're just going to use like the heads in your bait jar, don't have more than five per person, because that's going to be your undersized limit there, your undersized bag limits.
And it's so crazy, because it's to some listeners, it sounds like you're being a stickler, and it sounds like, yeah, it's just this guy's being overly hard. But think about Eric Hord, Officer Eric Hord, Warden, trying to enforce a wrongdoer.
Yes.
That's where you need to look at this.
We got to be able to come on board and ascertain what fish do you have. If that fish has a size limit or a fillet length, we got to be able to measure that out. We got to be able to count how many you have. We got to be able to identify you have.
The 99% of the people that are going to do it right have to follow, so that Eric Hord can step in and get the 1% that are not doing it right.
Let's take another phone call.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Long Beach. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Morning, guys. My question is, if I catch a black sea bass, I mean, because you catch them when you catch calico bass and sand bass, my question is, can I take that fish out of the water, or do I have to unhook my hook while it's still in the water?
I would say you're going to need to use your best judgment on that and get it, return it to the water immediately. That's the law, is to return it to the water. We know that people like to take photos. Letter of the law and best practices is going to get that fish back in the water as soon as you can. We're looking for people that are possessing it. And if you have it on your boat for an unreasonable amount of time, then you're looking at getting cited.
And I can tell you, like on a sport boat, the guys are putting a descending device on them as quickly as they can and putting a heavier weight to get those bigger fish down. So, you know, as Eric's saying, speed is the key. We want that fish to live.
Very cleanly said, for sure.
So, hey, real quick text. Clarification, Eric, on the hoop nets. We got Darren from Enevy asking if he's got his dad, and his son go out, I'm marking all the buoys with the go IDs. All the buoys belong to Darren. Can he have his ID on all 10, but then add his dad and his son below that when they go out as for the 5 and the 5?
Great question.
Yeah, so the limit is going to be 10 on the vessel, and as long as someone's go ID number that's on the boat is on the buoys, then that's fine. You just got to have, as long as that person is on the boat with the go ID number that's on the buoy, that's the most important thing. And a segue to that, there is a new regulation coming out. It'll be effective in January. There was a host of regulations mainly for the crab industry, and Craig can talk about that a little bit more, but they did add some hoop net regulations, and one of them was a tampering provision. And it'll be effective in January, and basically it's a protection for an angler can't pull another's hoop nets that where you don't have your own go ID number on it. And if you are pulling someone else's go ID number, that person has to be on the boat. If you're pulling a hoop net that has another go ID number other than your own, and that person isn't on the boat, then you will be in violation of that tampering.
So was that set forth because there were, you know, John was pulling Tom's?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was totally pulling somebody else's. Great information.
Every rule is prefaced by somebody up to a shenanigan.
Right? I mean, well, why not? Let's keep it in line. Hey, to keep it in line, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup, not only on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, but 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. Simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hook up!
Jeff. All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And having so much fun in the world headquarters today. And super busy, too, man. Saw some a lot of fish being unloaded and just...
Yeah, we had a couple of boats come in. We had the Intrepid offload first thing this morning. Then the XL came in. Otherwise, the docks were kind of quiet because everybody's out fishing right now.
I know.
So much going on outside.
And in the world headquarters, man, it's super busy having Eric Cord and Ken Frankie and Craig Schumann, man, up in... where are you, Craig, right now?
I'm in Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, okay. Beautiful part of the state right there. And if you want to join us, you can do so, 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text via the app. Got a hot question for Eric, Craig, or Ken, we'll bring it on in.
Absolutely. Hey, there's a good one. Hey, Craig. Unfortunately, they didn't leave their name, so we can't get back to them, but they're asking about the survey people at the dock. Can you talk about the surf samplers?
Sure. Those are our Surf Samplers California Recreational Fishing Survey. Those are our army of folks that are out there intercepting anglers at the docks and give us our primary estimates of what you guys catch when you go out fishing. So they're looking at what fish you caught. Sometimes they'll measure fish. Sometimes they'll take biological samples. They're very well trained in fish identification. They know that when you're bringing your boat into the launch ramp, it's stressful, it's busy, you're trying to get the truck, you're trying to get the trailer, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things can go wrong when you're pulling your boat out, so they know to stay out of the way, but also that's the time where we want to try to get information, so talk to them, be nice to them, and try to give them as much information as you can, so when you're out there fishing, try to remember what you caught. And also what you didn't keep, what you returned, what you sent back. Hopefully everyone's using descenders for just about everything. The other day I was out there with my buddies, and we must have descended like 100 baby rockfish. It was like, and they always put me on the descender, so we're just sending them down. And so we're just trying to keep track of what we saw. If you can't identify it, that's okay. But give all that information to the sampler. That goes into our statisticians. They then generate our estimates of what we're catching.
It's all good stuff. So, yeah, just go buy it and give them some info. And
all that information, people, I mean, I was on that same thing a long time ago where I don't have time for you. I just got back. I'm tired. And I didn't understand what that data was being used for and how critical it is for what they're doing on the fisheries management side, the analysis, capturing the statistical data. It's very necessary because if we don't provide it, they have to estimate it, and the estimates will work against us every single time. So the more information we can provide, including the lobster report cards, the more that we can provide, the more accurate those numbers will be that we can use in our processes.
Just simply said right there. Hey, talk about accurate numbers. I want to get some from Marcus at C4 Sport Fishing, right, to find out how the fishing's been and all this tropical weather, man. I can only imagine. It's probably been pretty good. And it's brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. You can also check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. And Dana Landing is right next to the launch ramp, right there at the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway in Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove. You can, for all of that, you can check danalanding.com. And good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great. Excited to hear what this tropical monsoonal stuff has brought in the fishing world.
Let's start off with a fun one. The twilight last night, 47 anglers, 235 bonito.
Woo! Wow.
So that would be a fun twilight trip to be on. I'm sure there was lots of laughs, a lot of good times we had there. And it's been kind of that way throughout the week here. Day before that, 60 bonito, 12 calcabass cat fish release, a little bit of bottom fishing there. And again, we're still running those twilights, and we're going to keep running them as long as there's fish to catch, as long as you guys come out. Right now, they're Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, so definitely, I mean, that's just a fun trip. I know Ricky would love that. The half days themselves, very good fishing, too, on those morning and afternoon trips. Yellowtail, bonita, some barracuda, calico bass, rockfish, pretty much everything you would expect out of a fun half-day trip there. Full days, mix of fishing the islands and offshore this week. They're trying to really find a groove there. catch some yellowtail, some bottomfish in the mix there. No bluefin on those full days. Hopefully they get back to that at some point here. I believe the San Diego right now, they're keeping that option open to go to the islands or fish offshore. So if you do make reservations for those, double check. A lot of those do require passports still. The overnights, it's kind of returned to form there. Some very good bluefin fishing on those trips there, the 1 days, 2 days, day and a half, 3 days, all the whole mix in there. A few trips, not as good, but overall, they're definitely picking back up. And, I mean, we're going into the middle of September here, and they're still catching bluefin. And minus a few lulls there, they've been catching bluefin since, what, April, May. So very good fishing overall. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for everything from half days, those twilights, 1 days, day and a half, 2 days, some longer trips in the mix there. And like we talk about this time of the year, it's still busy. It may not seem like it, but it's still busy. So definitely make your reservations ahead of time. If you have any questions, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, answer any questions you have, get you out on a trip. Come down, visit us in person. Make sure that gear is still running great. Pick up all your MC swim baits because that's what everything's being caught on, and we'll get you out there fishing.
Ah, that nicely said. Checks in the mail. Hey,
little plug.
Right? How often, Marcos, do you actually step on over and have one of those breakfast burritos from next door at Charlie's Landing?
Well, I've actually got one waiting for me as soon as I'm done with the show here.
Oh, that's just wrong right there. See?
So wrong. Dude, after I had that chorizo burrito, it was – I mean, I've had plenty of greasy – chorizo burritos, trust me, in my life. And that was not that.
That was so wrong to see that on the stream, you guys eating during the commercial break.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Not fair.
But so what do you have? And I'm kind of curious, Marcos.
Take a wild guess.
Is it chorizo?
It's a chorizo burrito.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito special.
No, we haven't been able to get that back. We need to try that again and get the Rock Cod going.
Well, when Brant was in here, we had his agent talking with Rick's agent, and we'll see if we can connect the two. All right, Marcos, thank you. We definitely enjoy the laughs and enjoy a breakfast burrito, and we'll see you on the fishing grounds, man.
We'll talk to you next week with hopefully another good update.
Okay, Marcos.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcos. Hey, so we had a really good one here, Jason from Ocean Beach, saying, hey, good morning. Thanks for all the knowledge and everything. Question is, what's the best way to stay out of legal problems? Where do you go and find what you can and can't fish and what's legal? Craig, do we have a great spot for them for that?
Yeah, so the best place to go is our website. So if you go to Fish and Wildlife or wildlife.ca.gov, go to Ocean Fishing, there's a clickable map there, as we call it. You can go on there and click on the place you want to go fishing, the different areas of the state, click on the species you're interested in. We also have a mobile website that you can use, and so you can go to that website and do it on your phone. The challenge is you need to have cell phone reception to have it live. So if you're going to go out of an area where you don't have cell phone reception, make sure you know what the rules are ahead of time. Make sure you know where those lines are, those groundfish lines, if you're out fishing at the islands and you've got those in your plotter. We're working on a resident app on your phone so you can get that stuff and you'll be able to use it in real time without cell phone reception, but we're still a few years out on getting that spooled up.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, and then, you know, Department of Fish and Wildlife, you guys know that we all have that 365 license now and the app. You've got to download that app so that you can go on the water and if you have it downloaded and it's on your phone, it's the one place you can show your fishing license to a warden. It is not a screenshot. It is on the app. Right, Eric?
Yeah, that came online a couple years ago, and it's a good tool, and it's in law that the department had to progress to this step that we will start accepting electronic licenses, and that's the best platform to do.
So awesome. Let's take another call. Let's do that. How about Mike? Mike calling from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning. This is not a little beep, but I just, you know, when people say, you know, you can always look something up on the website, you know, or, you know, instead of getting an actual answer, they just don't want to give you an answer, you know. They say, I just want, well, can't you just look it up on the website? You know, I don't live on my phone. I don't want to have my phone control my life. But being that, with all these rules and regulations that are so obscure and very hard to find when I am navigating the iPhone. I was getting a fishing license for my wife, and I was debating whether to get a saltwater tag with it because she doesn't really even fish. So, but we are going to go up to the Sierras and capitalize on that adventures and camping starting tomorrow for a week. So appreciate that, all Rick Maxa, for the help he gave me.
Which is up there right now, him and Dallas and the kids. The boys are catching their trout and having a good time. Boy, that looked like a great setup when he posted up there with Dallas and everybody. That just looked phenomenal.
Dude, nobody does it better, right?
Adventure Camping set that thing up. They went up there with the van, the kids, the dog. They're right by the water. They're just having such a good time.
Yeah, it's awesome for sure. And if you want to do that, it's Adventure and Camping, and make it easy for you. And, Mike, thank you for the call. Listen, when we come back, if you've been listening to us on 97.3 The Fan, we're going to come back still with Eric Core, Craig Schumann, and Ken Franke on the YouTube, or YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you on the backside.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems, not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, AdventureandCamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out AdventureandCamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock God Rick sent you for a special price. AdventureandCamping.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Do you know why 1 million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches. Made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?